A card for an extra $60.
So I think we can agree then that Ford's tire event is good sized.
No, Michael, it's big.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer for rebate and other offer details through 11/30/12.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. Kids are back in school, and things are cooling down. Now it's time to give us a call. We can help you with your insurance claims. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is at our house.
The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details.
Nothing that stuns me anymore, or that I hear where I go, well, that's just, I can't believe. I've gotten to the point where I believe almost anything. And this Mick Jagger stuff, where I had heard about, David Bowie.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I look at those two and I go, all right, they got drunk one night. I got high on something and they jumped in bed together. But apparently, according to Jagger, he had, like, gay relations with a bunch of people. Really? And he said the worst gay sex he had was with Eric Clapton. And the reason that...
Wouldn't see Eric Clapton.
Thank you. Yeah. I look at Eric Clapton. There's nothing gay looking. Now, look, I've seen Jagger prance and strut, and he can look kind of gay. But Eric Clapton slept with Mick Jagger?
I don't see that at all.
And how do you think Clapton feels about him revealing that? Wouldn't you be pretty ticked off at Mick Jagger if he told the world that you guys bent each other over? Holy, what is going on? What the heck?
Why does Mick Jagger feel compelled to come out with all this information?
It's not even
He's selling a book or something?
Why would Eric Clapton?
Yeah.
Drugs. Okay.
Yep.
Drugs.
Far out.
Yeah. You do things that you don't even know. Now, the Sandusky thing. I found a little article. It's a big article about what's going to happen and where he's going to go and all that. Apparently, the first stop for him is this. It's almost like not a holding. It's Camp Hill State Prison. That's where they take him first so that they have 2 weeks of testing to determine if they're, mentally stable, physically stable. Who cares at this point?
Right.
He's going to prison for 30 years. Who cares if he's nuts or what kind of physical shape he's in? And then they talk about he'll be able to watch the Penn State football games, but he can't watch any violent movies. He can't watch any, sexy movies. Why not? That'd be great torture.
Yeah.
I say let him watch the Playboy Channel and drive themselves insane.
Although he wouldn't be interested in the Playboy
Channel. No, he wouldn't be.
Well, you're right. They need it like a... No.
Nickelodeon.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. He'll work about a 30-hour week. He'll make a few bucks. Do they... If anybody listening has been to prison, do you still make license plates in prison? Because that was always the big thing.
I think
when I grew up, they go, hey, well, we care if we're going to be making license plates. But do you know they do?
I think some of the prisons still make the license plates. There are certain ones that still make them.
He's 68, so he'll be 98 if he gets out at the minimum 30 years. The other thing I found very interesting was that...
Okay, bend over.
Oh, you're going to hear that, Jerry. He will not be allowed to have a deck of cards, playing cards.
What?
While he's been held till today, he played solitaire, according to this article. He took toilet paper. And each little square of toilet paper, he drew a playing card.
All right.
Ten of spades, ace of spades. I don't know how to play solitaire. Do you play solitaire with all 52 cards?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I don't know how to play.
Yeah.
So he made flimsy cards out of toilet paper. Why do you think they wouldn't give him a deck of cards? This I don't get this.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
It says that they have...
Like a punishment?
No. That apparently you can, if you know what you're doing, use the edge of the cards to hurt yourself, like a paper cut.
Oh, maybe slit your wrist?
I guess you could slit your wrist with playing cards. I say give him to it.
Exactly.
If that's one of the consequences, let him have all the
give him rope, scissors,
absolutely.
Whatever.
Here's a knife. Stab yourself. Here's a gun. Shoot yourself in the head. Give him whatever he wants to do himself in. So no playing cards. A little football on TV, which I don't get. Why let him watch football? We can take your calls. We have a little time to kill here. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. A peon had what I think is a great idea. Listen carefully. Will you put this on the Facebook page?
Yes.
I think this is a terrific idea. In our search for the perfect chick for this show, and whoever it is won't be perfect because we're not, but we can strive for that. We can dream. A YouTube video, 3 minutes or less, and here's why. This is radio. This is not TV. So appearance isn't as important as it is on TV, but it would give us a chance to see how you react, how creative you can be, how well you do under a little bit of pressure, the pressure in this case of just a video camera. And it also would give us a little insight as to, I know this is going to sound weird, but there's a certain sort of nervousness or jitter that once a person's placed in front of a microphone or a camera, sometimes the personalities change. It's not, you know, writing an email is pretty easy. Even talking on the phone is pretty easy for a lot of people. But then you get in here and it's different. And I think the YouTube thing is a great idea. So here's what we're going to do. Email alone won't cut it. I certainly can't call everybody who emails. So if you're a woman and you are, I'm going to give you our ideal age range. We've already talked about this. Sexist, yes. And we're not, you know, we're not bound to it. But if you are early mid-30s to 60, and that's not an absolute cutoff, and you want to get a friend, or you set the camera up yourself, give us 3 minutes or less, just introduce yourself, and then do whatever you think in 3 minutes, and look, we're not asking for anything sleazy.
Well, YouTube,
but feel free to do that,
yeah,
if you want.
YouTube doesn't allow nudity.
Right, anything, they won't allow that anyway.
But
crap.
Flimsy lingerie, so maybe.
3 minutes, yeah, 3 minutes or less. Just talk to us. Yeah, I am so-and-so. Here's my deal. Here's where I live. And any little bit of creativity that you can get in 3 minutes or less, you're going to send it to Peon. Now, he's going to be the initial screener of these videos. And on our Facebook page, he'll tell you where to send your video. It'll be there. Facebook.com/AM and the PM.
And then once we get the videos, we will put them up on the Facebook page as well.
And all of you can see the women. And they're, now, we have the right, reserve the right to edit or not put up one. If there's something in there that's offensive or objective, we're not going to put it up there. But this will give you a chance to take a look at the women who want to be a part of the large morning show in the afternoon. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a better idea than my idea yesterday, which turned out to be not a good one. Just email me and say, hey, I'd like to be on the show. Well, my goodness, 1,000 people could do that. That's not much of a screening process. So let's do that. It'll be on Facebook.com/AM and the PM.
Have it up right now.
It's up now. Already up. How about that? And shoot us a video. And we'll go from there. And again, the worst part of this is it's second only to having to fire people, is tell people you didn't make it. Only one person can make it, and we don't know when that's going to be. So good luck to everybody. We look forward to your videos. Before I go to the phones, and I am going to the phones, can anybody tell me, do they still sell Isuzu? I got behind an Isuzu Trooper yesterday.
Ooh,
and when I saw it, I thought, you know.
What?
I have not heard or seen an Isuzu ad forever.
Wasn't it that one guy too that did all the
Joe Isuzu? He was a liar. Remember
that?
They put on, he would say something and they put on the screen in text, he is lying. They were hilarious. But I don't think we have an Isuzu dealer anymore. So if anybody knows that, you can give us a call. Otherwise, we're going to the phones. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. Let's say hello to Carl. Hello, Carl.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, so I'm pretty sure I called and told you guys this before, but I did the security for Sean Hornbeck when he was found.
Okay.
And ever since then, I've always had this interest as to what happened to these sex offenders when they got to prison. And I got my wish the other night. Nat Geo had a TV show called Lockup, Raw. Are you guys familiar with this?
Yes, I've seen it.
Did you see the one that I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, they had a special about child sex offenders. It didn't necessarily say child sex offenders, but sex offenders. And they make their lives unbelievable living hell, and it was the best show on the face of the planet.
As they should. So will they rerun it?
Oh, I would hope so, but it showed one guy, he whenever he gets in general population, they burn him with oil or iron. I mean, it's the best, most uplifting show you'll ever see.
Because, you know, the truth is, if you're in prison, and I guess it's kind of like the where'd you go to high school for people in St. Louis, what'd you do to get in here? And one guy goes, I killed my boss, and then I killed his boss, and then I went ahead and took out a couple of cops. And, you know, and then you get the guy go, well, I abused a five-year-old boy or a 10-year-old boy.
Well, a lot of the clerks that work in the prisons are inmates, so they can find out anything about you any second. So you can't lie about what you did. And if they find out that you're a sex offender in any way, especially towards children, it is over with. When Michael Devlin made it to general population, he was stabbed 11 times. Yeah. They put him back. They put him back in isolation.
And here's the other thing. You know, you can say all you want to. Well, he'll be protected and guarded and isolated and kept from the general population.
Yeah, why put him in
isolation? It seems to me that when Jeff Dahmer or anybody else, once they're targeted, they always find a way to get them. They'll get you. I'm going to watch for this thing. I love Nat Geo.
I'll email you and let you know when it's going to be on again. I'll keep an eye out for it.
I appreciate it, Carl. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, that I would watch. You ever watch any of that other lockup stuff on the like Discovery? It's some really good stuff.
Locked Up Abroad is a good one, too. Oh, that's people getting the...
There's some nasty guys in there. Hello, Russell. How are you?
Hi, sir. They used to make the license plate at the Missouri State Penitentiary. Then when they closed that, they moved it to JCCC. The new MSP out there east of Jeff City there.
Have you been in prison?
No, I work there, so I know what goes on.
Do they still make plates?
Yes.
Really?
City Correctional Center, JCCC.
And is that the only place Missouri plates are made?
Right.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Because the inmates make it.
All right. Good were you a prison guard? What'd you do there?
Yes, prison guard at food service.
How long?
10 years. I retired from there.
Did you like it?
Yep, it was good. Job security.
Man, I hope there's job security because I'd have to have it to work there.
Yep.
And did you feel safe? Did you ever feel threatened at all, or was it a pretty safe job?
No, you have safe. You got, hate to say, but like I said, there, as long as you treat them fair, you got ones that watch your back against other inmates that would want to do harm to you, so you always have protection.
All right. Russell, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There's your answer from a guy who knows. They do make license plates in prison. That's the only place they make them. Here's Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm Alan in the PM, sir.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I just wanted to tell you that I understand that Coach Sandusky is going to keep up his involvement with football when he goes to prison.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to go from a tight end to a wide receiver.
Oh, good one. Now, there'll be plenty of those jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you, Tom.
My pleasure, sir.
My pleasure, too. Here's Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Frank, that video thing for the girls is a fantastic idea that Peon came up with, but I got something maybe you might want to take it a little bit step farther.
All right, what is
it? And that is let the your audience look at the video, make a decision, and put it on there like for maybe a week or 2 weeks or something like that, and let your people out here vote on who they think they like, and then you guys make the final decision.
Okay,
that's what ought to happen. I think you ought to let your AM and PM people make the decision.
All right, you've actually sort of read our mind because we talked about this off the air, and the only thing I'm going to add to that is...
Well, I am a mind reader.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. If we do it, though, it's going to be the audience, the listeners to this show, voting based on what they hear in the studio. The YouTube thing is just a way to maybe get into the studio.
And we'll be able to get feedback of what people think about
But it's altogether different once you're in here, and what we might end up doing is what you said, but the voting will literally be based not just on the YouTube thing on the Facebook page, but what they hear here in the studio after two or three visits. Then the listeners can vote. I think it's a great idea.
I think the AM and PM people ought to be able to choose. And also, the last thing I want to say, Dan, is Tina still going to be performing with you guys?
Yeah, she is.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right, well, thanks for taking my call, and everybody have a good evening.
Thank you, Dan.
The band is still together.
He's got a good idea, though. I think these listeners, they've been with us forever, should have a say in who it is.
And, maybe, once we get all the videos on Facebook, the ones that, you know, the top five or top ten that people like the most, then they move on to the next step in here.
Well, and look, at some point, it's ultimately our call. But I do like the fact that we'll get feedback from people listening. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, what really matters most is what does it sound like coming over the air? I mean, YouTube is one thing, but it doesn't ensure necessarily that when this woman comes in the studio, what she does in here is going to be as impressive or creative or funny or whatever as it was on YouTube. But I like the YouTube idea. I like the people voting idea. I like both those ideas. Hello, Charlie. How are you? Charlie? That's you.
Hello?
Charlie, that's you.
Hello?
Charlie?
Hello?
Yeah, Charlie, that's you. Hello?
Hello?
Are you Charlie?
I don't know if you're talking to me.
Well, the name says Charlie. What's your name?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Okay, and Charlotte.
Charlotte. Well, now, Charlotte, I apologize. It's Dan Strauss who screwed this up. He had Charlie on the screen. I'm sorry, Charlotte.
He ain't real right.
No, he ain't real right. You're right about that. What can we do for you, Charlotte?
Dan is the world's worst producer.
Yeah, I know, lady. He is.
I just wanted to let you know there is an Isuzu dealer here in town.
Where is it?
Webster Grove, Subaru, Suzuki, and Suzuki.
Well, that's not Isuzu, though.
Isuzu's in there. It's Isuzu dealer.
And they still today sell Isuzus.
Yes, I bought one from there. They're great little cars.
And how long ago was that?
I bought one in 97. It got totaled last year, so now I have to own me something else. But the only reason I didn't buy another one was because they're expensive.
Okay, but that was 97. You're sure they still sell them now?
They still had them on the floor. I do their business cards for them, and they're still in there. Yeah, that's on their business card. It says Subaru, Suzuki, and Suzuki.
Where are you from with that accent?
I'm from Tennessee.
Hey, me too.
Wow. I was one of your neighbors. I know I'm AM and the PM. I listen to y'all every day.
Where? How long have you been out of the sticks of Hillbilly Tennessee?
Well, you know, you're going to think it's not true, but I hadn't been down there since I was a little kid.
No, I think it's absolutely true because I have no reason to go back, and I've only been back a couple of times since I was a kid.
Well, I would have thought I'd have went back just because of Elvis, because I was born in Memphis.
Well, I did go back to Elvis's house to cover the 10th anniversary of his death, but other than that, I have no reason to go back where I grew up because it's still, they never flipped the calendar over. It looks exactly like it did in 1960.
I wouldn't remember that because I was gone long before then.
Where in Tennessee were you?
Memphis.
80 miles from me. We were like neighbors.
I know. We was probably kids in different school.
And you know, the funny thing is, when I was 15 years old, I sounded almost exactly like you sound now.
Well, I don't sound any different than anybody else, I don't think.
No, yes, you do. Trust me. Yeah, you sound a lot different. You do.
But
that's not a bad thing.
I don't hear it. Well, no, I don't hear it.
We hear it. You hear it, Peon?
Yeah, I
Dan,
hear it.
Dan, you hear it? Yeah.
I definitely hear it.
See, we hear it. So keep hang on to it, Charlotte. It's not a bad thing.
Well, I ain't going to wear it off now. I'm too old. But anyway, I don't have YouTube, so I can't send y'all no YouTube. I don't have a camera, so I can't send y'all a YouTube. But I'd be right funny on that show.
Well, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. Well, call us anytime.
I will.
All right. And I will say goodbye to you and use the name that Dan typed on the screen, Charolatte. Thank you, Charlotte.
That is the way it's spelled, Charlotte.
Thank you, Charlotte. Right, Charlotte.
I got a text from my friend Brandon. He said the way to get around the nudity issue on YouTube, body paint. Just throwing that out there?
Yeah, I don't want body paint. Either the real deal or nothing. Here's Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Frank. Hey, I got an idea for your YouTube thing.
All right.
Have them do a wood report.
That's not a bad idea. Even if it's old news, we don't care. It could be gossip from a month ago. We don't care.
Oh, heck yeah.
Not about, but you know what? I like the idea of letting them do whatever they want to do. And that way we get a chance to see how funny, creative, interesting somebody is. No guidelines, no direction, just 3 minutes, knock yourself out.
All right?
Easy, Frank. All right, thank you, Bill. Everybody's got an idea. Hello, Evan.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Good.
Amen to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hey, two questions. With the sound effects,
mm-hmm.
Is Peon, is he the only one that controls the board?
He's the only one.
Interesting. Okay.
I have nothing in front of me but phone lines. I punch a line to bring you up, and that's it. I have a light, a little light on the thing to see my paper when I have to look at a note, but that's it. He does all the buttons.
All right. And then my next question, I'm sure this has already been asked, but I haven't heard. With Tina being out of the picture, I guess, now,
mm-hmm.
are you guys going to hold tryouts like you did before when you hired Tina? And is a prerequisite a big-chested woman?
Well, we like a big-chested woman because we have to look at the person every day, but no, it's not.
I like all sizes.
Mandatory.
All
right.
Yeah.
Because when it comes down to it, it's what do you sound like? And that doesn't mean you have to have a great voice. It's like when I say what do you sound like, what do you have to say? What do you have to bring to the party? That's really what matters most. But, yeah, if you could get that and big boobs, we'll take it.
Woo-hoo! All right. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Evan.
Bye.
One more, then we'll take a break. We've got a lot of people here. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
I was going to tell you that Webster Groves, they service Isuzus, but they stopped selling them 3 years ago when they pulled out of the U.S. market.
That's what I thought, because I don't see any advertising locally or nationally for Isuzu.
Yeah, and they still service them, though.
And you know what? That's very much the same situation as Saturn. Saturn's gone, but they're still, like, Landolf services Saturn. So that's what I thought. I didn't think they sold them new. In fact, I thought they were gone longer than 3 years ago.
It may be, but I know it's been at least 3 years since I last saw them there.
All right. Well, now we know. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, you're welcome.
See, it doesn't take long.
Nope.
Listeners know everything. Joe Hipperson's on the way. Today's Tuesday. The movies are out. CDs are out. We're going to find out what's out there that you might want to get your hands on. I've invited you before, and I'll invite you again to join me at Ballast Dental Care. I don't mean join me like the day I have an appointment, although I have been there on days when listeners were there, and I've met several listeners who happened to have an appointment the same day I did at Ballast Dental Care. And I was in there about 2 weeks ago, so I'm good for about 6 months. But I don't know what else I can say to you to get you in there if you haven't been for a while, or even if you have a dentist but you just don't like where you go now, except to say not what you want to hear just to be saying what you want to hear, but telling you what you want to hear because it's the truth. And I think what you want to hear is you don't have to be nervous. You don't have to be anxious. You don't have to worry about them doing unnecessary work, and you don't have to worry about the quality of the work. And you don't have to be afraid of, well, what are the things you're afraid of? Pain, that's got to be the top of the list. You don't like a shot. I've had shots, I can't even imagine in 39 years how many shots I've had. I've never once winced or jumped out of the seat or squirmed. They know how to give shots. If you even need a shot, you need oral sedation, they have oral sedation. Now, the truth is they're not the only people that do that. There are about 80 dental clinics in the St. Louis area who are licensed to perform oral sedation. And Ballast Dental Care is one of those. So if that's what you need, that's what you'll get. And you're not knocked out. You're not completely unconscious. But believe me, you don't really know what's going on. And when it's over, you get up and you kind of get yourself together and come snap out of it and wonder what just happened. Well, what just happened was in many cases 4, 5, 6 hours worth of work that normally would have taken several visits, and it's all done at once. That's sedation dentistry. It's a pill. And if that's what you need, that's what you'll get. You'll get whatever you need at Ballast Dental Care. And I do understand that not everybody has dental insurance. They'll figure something out. If anybody can help you work out the financial part of this, they will, because it's only going to get more expensive, because your teeth aren't all of a sudden going to start healing themselves. Your gums aren't going to miraculously get better. So whatever you can do to get the work done now, the better off you'll be. Ballast Dental Care, they're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Well, apparently there's lots of problem spots out there trying to get around town, especially on the Chain of Rock Bridge. But Tim Weiland's here to fill you in. Tim?
Yeah, unfortunately, Dan, this is going to be going on for 2 weeks on the, in the afternoon, and in the week after that, it's going to be 1 week in traveling westbound. But, yeah, right now, anywhere east of Highway 170, you're jammed up pretty solid all the way to the Canal Bridge, Chain of Rocks Bridge to the Canal Bridge on eastbound 270. I think a lot of people trying to get a detour going Highway 70 into downtown. There's been an accident at Lucas and Hunt. Traffic is jammed up near Hanley or a little east of Hanley all the way into the Edward Jones Dome, if that's where it finally opens up. Eastbound 64 slows Compton to Union Station. And then once you get over the bridge, eastbound 5570 is slow from 4th Street to Highway 64. Now on the southbound 270, you can find some slow traffic. We're going to call it south. It's about midway between 64 and the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 4064, that's heavy from Hampton to McCausland. Again, 270 out through Maryville Center. This traffic report brought to you by Dish Network. Hate commercials? Call Dish at 800-WATCH-TV and ask about AutoHop, only with the hopper from Dish. You'll skip commercials automatically and just enjoy primetime shows in HD. Dish, let's watch TV. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vice President Biden.
In the face of the deepest economic crisis in our lifetime.
And Republican challenger Paul Ryan.
I accept the calling of my generation to give our children the America that was given to us.
We'll face off in the vice presidential debate. Aaron Katursky of ABC News will anchor this important event at 8 p.m. He'll be joined by ABC News political analyst Sam Donaldson and Steve Roberts. Listen to live coverage of the vice presidential debate Thursday night, beginning at 8 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Painting. Not exactly high on most people's list of fun things to do, which is why you should call Beckner Painting and Contracting. They've been doing it since John Glenn became the first American in orbit, and gas was 28 cents a gallon. That was 50 years ago. But besides painting interiors and exteriors, Beckner Painting and Contracting does cabinets, vanities, tubs, tile, metal office furniture, drywall installation, window replacements, siding, gutters and downspouts, room additions, kitchen and bath remodels, deck cleanings and staining, make readies, plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, and too many other things we don't have time to mention. Phew! Which is why they ought to change their name to Beckner Painting and a whole lot of other home and office improvement stuff. But they'd have to get a bigger sign. Bottom line, at Beckner Painting and Contracting, they provide guaranteed quality work at a reasonable price, and the estimate is free. They're located on Manchester and St. Louis between Hanley and Big Bend. Call them at 314-646-7000. That's 314-646-7000. Or go to Beckner-Painting.com.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-606-5611. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-606-5611. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-606-5611. That's 1-800-606-5611.
The cane that truly stands alone. The Hurricane is now the fastest selling cane on national TV. Why? Ask our loyal customer, Cindy.
I am an amputee who wears a prosthetic leg. I never dreamt in my wildest dream I would be walking with a cane. I don't cry anymore because I don't have the ability to walk. I cry now for tears of joy because I can't walk. I absolutely love it.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go thanks to its proprietary pivoting head.
Wherever I'm at, in the kitchen, or if I'm even at the mailbox, or anywhere I need to use my hand, I can just set it there. It is tremendous. There was no other cane out there that has done what this cane has done for me.
Get the full Hurricane standalone package for a historic price. And now free shipping and 100% money-back guarantee for a full 60 days. Just go to www.tvcane.com to unlock our best value. That's tvcane.com.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
For all things electrical, you should see the friendly experts at Metro Electric Supply. Since 1967, they've been helping people like you with their electrical needs. Switches, energy-saving dimmers, regular and specialty bulbs, breakers, new panels or panel upgrades, replacement parts, and much more at an affordable price and with assistance from people who know what they're doing. For quality service and expert advice, visit any of their seven convenient locations and experience the Metro Electric Supply difference. For the location nearest you, go to MetroElectricSupply.com.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area, residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
It's Tuesday. We're going to go get a movie or CD. We have the guy who's going to tell you what's out there today. His name is Joe Hipperson, and he is brought to you by the seven locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. My mother-in-law called me yesterday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I know it's a sexist gift, but we gave her a vacuum cleaner, but not just any vacuum cleaner, the Auric Magnesium. This is the, I push this thing in the store. You can push it with one finger. It's like a hovercraft. It's so easy to push. So if you've never been in an Auric Home Care Center store, stop in and say hello. I went to the one in the valley. Kathy was there. And anyone you go to, you're going to meet somebody very nice and very helpful, and you're going to discover a lot of the great home care products. Auric is proud to present Joe Hipperson.
Yes.
How are you, Joe?
I'm great. To all the, and you, Frank, how are you, sir?
I'm great, too.
Good. Excellent. See, I told you, two peas, one pie. Mm-hmm. You and I, man. Yeah. You know, it's all the broadcast people out there. Maybe they'll get this. It's bizarre. My kid, my youngest son, decided to take apart my headphones. Just, I guess, to see how they work. So I'm using earbuds for the first time in my entire broadcast.
How are they working for you?
It is very bizarre.
Yeah, I like having the coverage, I think, over the ears.
It's amazing the confidence we feel as broadcasters when someone's hugging our ears.
No, it's true. For 35 years of my life, I've worn headphones every day. And I thought about the earbuds.
Yeah,
and they're fine at home if I'm listening to music, but right. I don't think I could work.
You know
with
that Martin Kilcoin guy that's on before us?
He's a TV guy.
He's a TV guy. That's what he wears in the studio. One of those one-ear things with the curly cord underneath it. Yeah, that's what he wears on the air.
So
I guess it's a comfort thing.
All right, that's fine. But to all the broadcast people, I'm just saying, earbuds, no good. I'm not digging it.
Okay. Right,
thank you. That is New Release Tuesday. We always start with the music. Bob Dylan's son, Jacob Dylan, back again with the Wallflowers. The Wallflowers have a brand new record out. It's called Glad All Over. This will be the band that was responsible for One Headlight. That was their big hit early on. But it's still a decent group. Decent sound, and it is interesting that Jacob Dylan really emulates, I would say, 1970s Bob Dylan in
a
huge way.
Bob is very proud of his son, and I know this because I talked to him this morning.
Wow.
And I said, you know, you sound like you're really proud of your son and what he's done, and here's what Bob said.
Really proud of Jacob because he emulates me.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Great interview.
Wow. Can we hear more of that later?
Scott St. James will have the rest of it.
Whatever news he can.
That's thank you. All right. Thanks, Bob.
Get very excited because the very best of Adam Ant is available today.
Thank goodness.
All right.
Yes. About time.
Yeah. Goody two-shoes.
Amy Winehouse, the 3-CD album collection all in one box.
Hang on one second. Hang on. This is so inside. Dan, look out the window. Archie Bunker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. Every once in a while, somebody walks by here who looks just like somebody else, and we just had one of those encounters.
Turn the mic on out there.
Yeah, I was going to wonder. Are those
not on? Yeah, the speakers are on.
You remember what he used to say when she'd go to the doctor? He's going to the gynecologist.
Yeah.
The gynecologist. And now back to Joe Hickerson.
Get me an ice bag, will you?
Yeah.
For your head?
No, we didn't. I want to build an igloo.
Miss Archie.
Barbara Streisand. I'm sure you're all missing Barbara Streisand. We now have her opening up her vault. And inside the vault, she has found a couple of classics that were never released, which means their songs no good, and they were never good before, but now she needs some money. So, you know what I think?
How do we know? It seems to me that these people who find the old forgotten tape, how do we know she didn't go in, record some stuff, stick it in a closet and go, hey, look what I found. She just did it a week ago. So she could say, oh, forgotten whatever. She's 70, by the way. You got to hand it to her. She can still sing.
No. And I think her voice has matured in a good way. You know, I mean,
I think the two. Well, here, the three, and I don't know anything about music, the three purest female voices I've ever heard. Barbara Streisand, Celine Dion, Karen Carpenter. Pure. Okay. I mean pure.
Karen Carpenter.
Just crystal. Just clean.
Can I admit something that I think is maybe, I don't know if it's insensitive or not, but I always found June Carter Cash's voice to be like nails on a chalkboard.
Well, I did too.
I know Johnny Cash.
You're not even in the same arena when you say June Carter Cash with Celine Dion, Barbara Streisand, and Karen Carpenter.
When you mentioned three greats like that, icons with, you know, female voices, I don't know, her name just popped up.
I never enjoyed her voice.
No, it's just
that's not insensitive. It's just an opinion.
Thank you. All right. On DVD today, get excited. You can see Tom Cruise with his shirt off pretending to be Axl Rose. You can see Alec Baldwin fatter than ever in the movie Rock of Ages.
That bombed, didn't it?
Big time. It is a musical. Please do not forget that. It is a musical. It is like watching Glee on acid. It is absolutely terrible. And I'm just telling you to avoid it like the plague. Here's a movie that really looked cool, but then when you watched it, you realized it wasn't. The Raven, where John Cusack played Edgar Allan Poe. All the imagery of this thing is just gothic and awesome looking. The execution of actually watching the film, not so much.
I never even heard of it.
Really?
I've heard of The Raven, but I didn't know about this movie.
It's basically a film about Edgar Allan Poe, only in this one he solves mysteries, and he's kind of like Sherlock Holmes, but it's John Cusack as Edgar Allan Poe. It sounds like a good idea, and it looks good until the movie starts.
Is The Raven the actual point? Is that the one that starts, "Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary"?
Yes.
Is that the one? Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh, wow.
Like a literary genius. Pretty cultured there.
I would have to say one of my favorite tellings of The Raven would have to be James Earl Jones doing it in one of the first Simpsons Treehouse of Horrors episodes. That was awesome.
Edgar Allan Poe Pinion.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, thank you.
That's very good.
All right, if you're a fan of the X-Files, you know who the Jersey Devil is. There was an early episode about the Jersey Devil that is a mythic creature, kind of like the Mothman and all that. Well, there's a movie now all about the Jersey Devil. It's called The Barons. It's okay, but it is still kind of creepy. Might be worth a rental if you want to experiment just a bit. Bones, Season 7, The League, Season 3. And it's
That League is a great show.
It's that football.
Even if you're not really into fantasy football, it's still a very funny comedy.
That's a good recommendation, man.
Well, thank you.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Season 7, is available today. For the first time on Blu-ray ever, you now can get The Great Mouse Detective, Find Me Guilty, which is a movie where Vin Diesel has hair, the only film where you'll see Vin Diesel with hair. It's a court drama, and it kind of bombed. Ernest Borgnine in the 1968 film Ice Station Zebra, out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. Red Dawn, the original, just in time for the remake to hit theaters with Charlie Sheen and Patrick Swayze. For you trivia buffs, Red Dawn, first PG-13 movie ever. Also out today on Blu-ray, first time ever, Little Shop of Horrors, a film that I think has an amazing scene between Bill Murray and Steve Martin in the dentist room. I mean, that was just it. Other than that, it annoyed the heck out of me.
This, I haven't seen that in so long.
I remember it as being what he just said, annoying.
Yes.
I wanted to like it, but it was just irritating.
This film, this version on Blu-ray, has an alternate ending that no one's ever seen before. A 20-minute alternate ending where the plant doesn't die, but actually takes over and enslaves the entire world. So
it's a true story. I
might do it for you. Yeah. Also on a Blu-ray, first time ever, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane is available.
Wow, that's an old one.
Two great Alfred Hitchcock movies, Strangers on a Train and Dial M for Murder, are available today on Blu-ray for the first time ever.
M for Murder. That's Alfred Hitchcock.
The Beatles, Beatles Magical
Mystery. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Lauren, that's a good one. Good one, Lauren.
The Beatles released a film that some have called the worst film of all time called Magical Mystery Tour. Today is available on Blu-ray, first time ever, and in a deluxe box set for $95, where you get the Blu-ray, the DVD version, a double vinyl EP pressing of the actual soundtrack, and a very cool collector book. If you're a Beatle maniac, that would be for you.
Hey, we're out of time, but very quickly, I was in the movie theater this past weekend. I saw a horrible movie, Looper, and on the previews, the trailers,
Joe loved it. Man.
I hated it. Man. Now, here, they had the original Halloween, Michael Myers.
Coming back.
It's coming back.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? I would rather.
I got to tell you something. That's one of the creepiest, scariest characters ever to me, that Mike Myers.
Yes.
That white face. Oh, man.
See, I'd rather go to the movies and see that than see another remake. I like that.
I would too.
And last but not least.
All right.
All right. I'll wrap this really, really quick to make it tight. E.T., 30th anniversary, out on Blu-ray, and they have gotten rid of all the ridiculous special features, like taking the guns out and putting walkie-talkies in their hands, because Drew Barrymore cried to her godfather, Steven Spielberg. It is now the pure 1982 original version, and Prometheus, the biggest disappointment of my entire life, is out on Blu-ray today, so rent it with caution and then get really ticked off after you get done watching it. That will do it for me. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
That E.T., you talk about a movie that stands out. If you have kids or grandkids, that's still one of the absolute greatest. I mean, I put it in the category of Wizard of Oz. Like, when you're a kid, you are glued to that movie. E.T., 30 years old. Wow. That's Joe Hipperson, brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. The folks at First Community Credit Union would love to have you as a customer. They'd love for you to join us. We all do our banking at First Community Credit Union. You could join us. You might want to start by taking a look at their auto loan rates. They have some terrific auto loan rates. And if you will move over there, move your auto loan over there, they'd like to reward you by throwing $100 into your account. That's right. You can find out more at their website, firstcommunity.com. There's only one more day in the cooler, for the cooler drawing. So if you close on an auto loan today, or tomorrow, you're in the drawing for 28 coolers, one from each branch, 60-quart Missouri Tigers tailgate cooler, and then they're going to have a grand prize. Somebody's going to win the cooler and two tickets to the final Mizzou home game on November 17th against Syracuse. All of this information, how to get that $100 put in your account for switching over to First Community, all of it is on their website. Join us. Bank where we bank. You won't be sorry. You'll be glad you did. FirstCommunity.com.
All right, we're going to check the highways with Tim Weiland. Tim.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Well, let's start off with that eastbound 270 mess. Right now, you're slowing just a little bit east of McDonnell, and you're going to find it slow to stop and go to hardly moving at all the way eastbound 270 to the canal bridge before things finally open up. Get used to it, folks. That thing, find a different route, find a different time to go, because that's for the next 2 weeks, they will have the eastbound lane shut down. And then the week after that, it'll be the westbound lane. So southbound 270 is now slow from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Looks like we've got a real mess coming in on eastbound 70. And it starts near 170 all the way in to just about the Jones Dome. And that was due to an earlier accident. Plus, they've got the express lane shut down for the next 3 weeks while they do maintenance work there. Downtown, eastbound 64, slowing from Compton to Union Station. Then once you get over the bridge, eastbound 5570 slows from 4th Street to Highway 64. This traffic report is brought to you by Ride Finders, helping 10,000 commuters get to work or class in a carpool or van pool. For details, call 800-VIP-RIDE or visit ridefinders.org. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
It's getting down to it. Our trip to Secrets, the Vine in Cancun is just around the corner. Hi, it's John Carney. Call Classic Travel and Cruises at 636-625-8747 to book today. Packages start at under $1,700 and include your beautiful suite, all meals, all drinks, activities, and so much more. Even your round-trip nonstop airfare on Frontier Airlines is built into the price. I've also made arrangements for some special events just for our group. Join me and my wife for an outstanding getaway in beautiful Cancun, Mexico, January 12th. Just think of it. While everyone else is freezing, we'll be sipping wine on the beach. What a great way to usher in 2013. Call Classic Travel and Cruises, 636-625-8747. Another hassle-free getaway from Apple Vacations and Classic Travel and Cruises. Call 636-625-8747 today.
What's wrong with his voice?
I don't know.
Oh, that is, that's the way his voice always is. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Bill! Hello, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Bill.
I know we don't have a lot of time once again today, but I wanted to tell you guys, I didn't talk too much yesterday about my trip that I've been on.
Now, see, I wish somebody reminded me. We could have done a lot.
We got to.
You know what? We could take a little playhouse time and talk about your trip. If you
would like, I went to a lot of pretty neat places, and I'm going to put the pictures and everything up on my website here for the next hour or so.
Well, we have we have a minute to tell people what to look forward to.
Well, here, I'll just go ahead and tick down the places I went. We went to the Louisville Slugger Museum in Louisville, Kentucky, which was very cool.
Okay.
Churchill Downs, home of the Kentucky Derby, of course. The Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. I've been there many times. The Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, Tennessee. The Hermitage, which was the home of what former president?
Andrew Jackson.
Very nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Andrew
Jackson. Wow. I'm a genius.
Yeah. Wow. You're smart.
Graceland in Memphis, and then Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, which that I think was my favorite of those.
Now, all of this over how long a time period?
4 days.
Wow.
Man.
Well, yeah, you know what? Doing some traveling.
I'll tell you what, in the Playhouse, I'll have Dan give you a call. We'll run down a couple of these things for people who might want to plan a vacation next year.
That'd be great. Talk to you in a few.
We'll talk to you in a little bit. Bill Cleveland, everybody. A round of applause, even though he didn't really do a segment. Get some travel info from him coming up. It's 5 o'clock at the Big